Joseph Cujo Kuntz stood, snapped the O-ring onto Six's harness, and moved toward the door. He locked into the cable that would lower him and his dog to the ground into enemy territory. Their mission? Rescue two female soldiers being held by the Taliban in a remote Afghan village. Al Jazeera television had released videos of the women trussed up like animals, their faces bruised and battered, Taliban soldiers pressing rifles to their heads. During his unit's briefing, the intel guys had replayed the video, displayed the satellite images of where they'd determined the women were being held, and gone over and over the village layout. Cujo's gut clenched every time he thought of the captives. He knew what Taliban men did to foreign women. If they didn't outright kill them, they tortured them until they wished they were dead. The looks in those two women's eyes were of beaten resolution. They were prepared to die, perhaps praying for an end to the pain. The video had the desired effect on the extraction team. They wanted to get in, rescue the hostages, and put the hurt on the bastards who tortured the American women. Yeah, he'd be just as determined to free them if they were male soldiers. Cujo didn't discriminate with his need to help any American in trouble. But he couldn't push aside an image of his sister or his mother in a similar situation. Those captured women could be someone's sister or even mother. Rage roiled in his gut, churning, burning its way through his veins and firing up his adrenaline. He wanted to make those murdering, cowardly Taliban men pay for what they'd done. Standing at the door of the aircraft, he channeled his rage into tightly strung control. First, his unit had to find the women and then safely get them out. That was his job. His, along with the aid of Six, his sable German shepherd that had been trained to sniff out explosives. The information the intelligence guys had received originated from one of their Afghan spies. After verifying the data via satellite, they'd formulated their plan. That's when Cujo and Six had been called in. The commander had a bad feeling about the entire operation. The fact that the women had been paraded on Al Jazeera led him to believe it was a setup, a potential trap. But they couldn't leave the women to the machinations of the Taliban. They wouldn't last much longer. If they were even still alive. Thus, the quickly formed extraction team of available Delta Force and SEALs who'd performed similar operations over the past 6 months. The integrated team members had proven their abilities. They trusted every operator to have their backs. The helicopter slowed and hovered behind the hill, blocking the view of the village. They'd fast rope to the ground and move in on foot. In Cujo's case, he and Six would be lowered to the ground by cable. Once they were there, they'd slip into the village, Six taking point to sniff out the danger of IEDs or other types of explosives the enemy might have set out to welcome their insertion. Cujo briefly rested his hand on Six's head. The dog nuzzled it, and then waited patiently for their cue to step out.
Go!
Bear said. Cujo grabbed Six's harness, stepped out of the door of the aircraft, and dangled from the cable as they were quickly lowered to the ground. Six didn't whine. He hung in his harness beside Cujo, his gaze fixed on the darkness below. The dog had been whelped in Germany and spent the first year of his life there. He still responded to many German commands. When he had been assigned to Cujo for training in the United States at Lackland Air Force Base, Cujo had called him by the last number of the tattoo on his left ear, SS-826. The number just happened to coincide with the number of dogs Cujo had worked with in his career with the Army.